is from John 14, 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Severe, well read, lovely, you know, long reading, well done. It may well be that there's some young people, small people, who can't see the screens or me. If that's the case, you can bring a kneeler and sit down here, because I've got questions to ask you later on if you'd like to. So bring a kneeler from where you're sitting. It may help you concentrate as well. Great, there's a few coming out here. Brilliant. More and more. Great. Come and sit here. Great. Well done. Great. Thank you. Let's pray, shall we, as well. Lord, speak to us now, young and old, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. I worked in London for 19 years before coming here, and Richard Charters, a bit of London, who's just retired actually, he one day came to speak to a group of us in the West End, and he told us over breakfast that he'd been to a local church school the day before, and he went into a class and the teacher asked the girls and boys to write about my hero. Bit of work, an essay on who is my hero. And Richard Charles, a big man, he walked around, appeared what they were writing about, and he saw that one boy had put down Jesus as hero. And so Richard Charles said to him, oh, tell me, I'm glad to see that Jesus is your hero. Why is that? And the boy replied, because I can't spell Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we did all laugh over breakfast as he told us this story. But I want to talk today about, first thing, I want to ask you a question. Has anybody here, there's a question coming up on the screen, have you ever been lost? There's a question, have you ever been lost? Anybody been lost? Where were you lost? Where? Lost at a fair. Anybody else have been lost? Rosie lost in a walk.
In a wood.
In a car. I was once lost in the Lake District and I think Camilla's with me, a group of us up there. It was winter. There's a bit of snow and frost around. And right at the end of the Langdale Valley, there's a lot of iron ore in a certain part of the fells. And, of course, there's no visibility. And so to find the path down, try to use a compass, absolutely useless, because you couldn't get a true bearing as to where you were. And it can be very frightening to lose our way. Anybody know, this is a hard question for adults, anybody know what the earliest name for Christians was? The Way. The Way, brilliant, thank you very much. And it's certainly in the book of Acts, twice Christian believers are called followers of the Way. Now, I'm going to have some other pictures put up now. The first clip, please. There's somebody, a girl, who's lost because she can't find her way. And that, somebody said you're getting lost in a wood across there. It can be very frightening to be lost in a wood. Next picture, please. Does anybody recognise that road? I've driven very fast that road a number of times. Do you know what it's called? It's a Foss Way. Let's go to another one. Next picture, please. Anybody know where that is? Anywhere? It's actually Ermine Street, which is also another very old way or road. Next picture, please. Where's that? Not Roman Way, it's Watlington Way. And all those three ways or roads, anybody know what links them? Roman roads, thank you very much. They're all Roman roads. And Jesus says, I am the way. And do you know, the Lord Jesus is saying in that different things about being the way. He is the old way, a bit like an old Roman road, been there for a long time. In fact, not just for a long time, because we're told that the plan for Jesus to be the way was actually planned before the earth was made, from before the foundation of the world. And the prophet Jeremiah, again and again, long time ago, reminds people about the importance of finding the right way or road. I am the way, said Jesus. Jeremiah says, stand at the crossroads and look, ask the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. And Jesus also said, come to me and you'll find rest. And the prophet Jeremiah went all those years ago saying, if you don't take the ancient path, you'll stumble on your way. If you do take it, you'll be led on a level path. You see, Jesus, the way, well, he is the old way, promised down the years from before the world was created. Next heading, please. He is also the only way. Now, sometimes on a journey, you can get stuck in a cul-de-sac, can't you? Perhaps even worse now with sat-navs. It seems to take you very odd directions if you have one of those. Or how about a dead-end street? You can't go any further. You don't get anywhere. There's sometimes only one way to a destination. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. He is the only way. And that, friends, young people, is very comforting, because he is the way to God. And I think somebody here will probably say to me, oh, John, I don't like you saying that Jesus is the only way. If you feel that, don't fall off. Why don't you come and sit down? Well done. If you think Jesus is wrong in saying he's the only way, your argument isn't with me, it's actually with Jesus. Because what Jesus said quite clearly, he is the way, the only way. There's an old song called Who Took Fish and Bread, Hungry People Fed. And it goes through and tells about all the things Jesus did. And the chorus says, only Jesus, only Jesus. And Jesus, friends, girls and boys, is the only way to God, to the Father. The ancient way, the old way, the one way. And then, next clip, please. Right way or wrong way. That's the choice. And Jesus says, well, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But also, next heading, please, there's one way. And we often see one-way signs, don't we? And I think a one-way road or street is one of the safest roads to be on. Safest to go down because nobody's coming the opposite direction. Safest to cross because you only need to look in one direction. And Jesus is not just the ancient way, not just the only way. He is the one way. And the wonderful thing is, once we're on that road, on that way, he'll keep us on it. Once we're on it, we're safe. And the Bible promises that the Lord who's begun a good work in us will bring it to completion at the end of our lives. Next picture, please. You see, one way, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And the next picture, please. Different signs. Weight limit, 10 tons. And Marlow Bridge, I think, was very badly damaged because a big lorry went over Marlow Bridge. And the lorry weighed 20 tons. And it was closed for a very long time as they had to do structural repairs to it. Then also, under 42 inches must be accompanied by an adult. I think if you were going on a theme park, if you were under 42 inches, you couldn't go without an adult on some particular fun thing. And then the other one is a restricted area, authorised personnel only. You sometimes, as it were, on the road, on the way, there might be something which says weight limit, 2 tons, you're too fat, too heavy. Or height limit, you're too tall. On a motorway, no pedal bikes and no small mopeds. You can't go. There's only a certain way. But this way, the way of Jesus, is an open way. And you know, however bad we've been, however old we are, however young we are, that way is open to anybody. Whatever the colour of your skin, whatever your nationality, there is an open way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. It's a wonderful thing that offers open to all, isn't it? Everybody here can come and enjoy that open way. I wonder, have we all done that? Perhaps we're still thinking about it, but there's nothing more important for us, whatever our age. Because, and here's the uncomfortable bit, because it won't always be open. No chance, once we die, if we've forgotten about Jesus, no chance if he returns and we've ignored him all our life. But how wonderful, there's an open way for anyone from anywhere in the world to come to the Father through Jesus. Let's recap, shall we, on the next picture. He is the way, the way. And next heading, please. He's the old way. Next heading, please. The only way. Next heading, please. The one way. And next heading, please. The open way. let's thank Jesus that he is the way in all those ways. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that you are the way. We love that picture of being on a journey, and we pray that each here might be on that way to know you, to be in relationship with you, and to come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Go back to your parents if you'd like to.